Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tornadoes rampaged through the Houston area today, damaging homes and killing one person in Brazoria County.
I just saw the funnel just coming down, and then it started coming towards us.
CBS News meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch has more on the weather hazards this busy travel day.
A handful of tornadoes reported yesterday in places like Louisiana, Mississippi, and today the threat is even more enhanced. We watch it escalate very rapidly. The risk of tornadic activity is pretty significant, damaging wind, hail as well.
CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry reports airports and roads are jammed with people returning home from their holiday destinations.
The TSA says it's 10 busy days ever for screening passengers have all come this year. That means big lines at the checkpoints.
Most flights on Friday took off on time, a night and day difference from Thursday, which saw nearly 800 flights canceled, mostly out of Texas and largely due to bad weather.
FlightAware posts almost 1,000 flights delayed, but only 27 canceled. A collision in Delray Beach, Florida, between a high-speed train and a fire truck has left at least 15 people injured, including three firefighters. Delray Beach Fire Rescue Chief Ronald Martin.
Several passengers were treated. A few were transported to local health care facilities, but I do not know the extent of their injuries or their status at this time.
The injured firefighters are doing okay. The crash is under investigation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to Azerbaijan's president for what he called a tragic incident following the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. But the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports Putin did not acknowledge Russia is responsible.
The issuing of this statement, the telephone conversation today between the two presidents, is a sign that the Kremlin does believe it's an important relationship to maintain. Clearly, there's been a lot of anger after this disaster. That leads us to what the Kremlin has said today in this apology, not for shooting down the plane, but for this incident taking place in Russian airspace. But this is the closest we've come, really, to hearing an apology from Russia.
Exiting church this past hour, President Biden was asked if Putin should take responsibility. He responded, quote, apparently he did, but I haven't spoken yet with my team. In Tel Aviv, protests over Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza.
We have to end the war and get the hostages back again. And I can't see anybody doing anything to do to get that going.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shift in plans, unexpected opportunity. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can help you realize your goals with personalized money management. They can proactively view your portfolio with an eye on taxes and the impact of risk, so you have a partner who can help you reach your wealth's full potential. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Advisory services offered by Fidelity Personal and Workplace Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor for a fee. This advertisement is brought to you by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Federal and state regulators are suing another big car dealer, accusing it of systematically deceiving and overcharging car-buying consumers. CBS's Christopher Cruz says the complaint alleges the dealer, doing business in Maryland and Virginia, generated millions of dollars in revenue from junk fees and add-ons.
The Federal Trade Commission and the Maryland Attorney General also say Lindsay Automotive Group advertised low prices that it refused to honor and falsely claimed buyers had to obtain higher-cost financing through the company. They say when consumers got to the lot, they found the actual price for the car was hundreds or even thousands of dollars higher than the advertised price because of supposedly mandatory fees. The regulators say a sample of Lindsay's transactions shows 88% of buyers paid on average $2,000 more than the advertised price. The company denies it engaged in improper conduct. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
And I'm Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some areas of fog, a mostly cloudy sky, and a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon and early evening, highs to the low 40s. Maybe a little more sunshine on Monday, highs warm to the mid-40s. Right now, it's 48.
Local news, Timeless Hits. Man, what a great way to start off the 5 o'clock hour with a little bit of Motown. That's great. Now the Foundations, Build Me Up Buttercup, here at WRJN.
Down. what made you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bottle, baby? Just to let me down.
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits. Be untrue.
just came to see
on the roof, up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space.
Local news, timeless hits. Gary Puckett, the Union Gap on WRJN with Rick Johnson. Kind of interesting for me, I had met Gary Puckett. He was on the L train in Chicago. I was riding it, and he was sitting there. We just struck up a conversation, found out that, he was with Gary Puckett at Union Gap. High school basketball, where to go? Nowhere. WRJN continues our tradition of covering high school sports after the holidays. We'll be back on the air with games from Waterford, Burlington, Horlick, Racine, Lutheran, and St. Cat's. It's all in January. Dick Grisifa, I got that right. He's got the call. You can see our sports lineup anytime you so desire. It's on demand at WRJN.com.
It's game time. Party and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey.
Roger McGuinn and the Birds, Hey Mr. Tambourine Man, to that little place down by Corpus Christi, Texas, they call China Grove, the Doobie Brothers, WRJN.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
When
cast was a sophomore plan to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take it to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. All John is all, and that was the much fun. But Quinn and Maguire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps. Don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian hands off for a spoonful. Shelton again, it gets very tuneful. McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A. You know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
I can't get no, I can't get no. Silence and the the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Baby love, my baby love, why must we? prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chain.
My work is so hard, give me water. I'm thirsty, my.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 98 years. Local news and information. Now, Timeless Hits here on WRJN. It's Rick Johnson. I'm about ready to scoot out the door, but I wanted to say thank you so much for coming along this afternoon. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to be partying, of course, it goes without saying, but you're going to be partying on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, please don't drink and drive. And if you're going to drive, don't drink. They go hand in hand. Don't want to lose anybody. I'd like to see everybody back here. And I'll talk to you next year.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least one person was killed and several more injured after a powerful storm front spawned multiple tornadoes in the greater Houston metro area this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Ferrara says tornadoes could still swirl through a wide swath moving eastward.
The Storm Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk, that's 4 out of 5, that extends from the Texas-Louisiana border east of Lufkin across a good portion of central and northern Louisiana into central Mississippi. Some metro areas that could be impacted include Alexandria, Louisiana, and Jackson, Mississippi.
Mix bad weather with one of the busiest travel days of the year, and you get delays.
Stephanie and Eric Hatch were supposed to fly home to Key West from Cleveland Friday. Delta got them as far as Atlanta, and their next flight was
delayed, and it canceled.
They spent the night in Atlanta and got on another Delta flight this morning.
then the pilot got on and said, "Oops, sorry, we're going to Miami, and then you're going to go on a bus to Key West."
A long ride got longer with bumper-to-bumper traffic, and says they survived with snacks and more.
Try to have a good laugh and not get too frustrated.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is apologizing to Azerbaijan following the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines flight in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. But former CBS News Moscow bureau chief and current Fordham University professor Beth Noble tells us he's only apologizing for the fact it happened in Russian-controlled airspace.
There were three firefighters.
President Putin didn't actually take responsibility for Russia causing the crash. And all the experts I've heard talk about this say that the crash was clearly caused by Russian air defenses hitting the airplane.